to drop down. There'll be plenty of students, third level students, who may need driving tests and driving licences for this year's college term when it gets underway in a couple of weeks' time, because a lot of them are struggling and struggling badly, according to you, over the last number of days who have been contacting us, the programme, to try and get accommodation in several different places for the academic year of 2022 to 2023. With me in the line to talk about this is Caoimhe Walsh, who is Vice President of the University of Students of Ireland for the Southern Region. Caoimhe, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, we've been hearing from people who have had to make the decision to buy their son a car so he can drive from Abbeydorney to Limerick for college this year, up and down every day. Such is the struggle for accommodation in UL. This all comes, of course, before many of the students, all the freshers, will know exactly where they're going, because they're waiting their Leaving Cert results. They'll only have a few short weeks to try and get that sorted out. But how tough is the situation this year from your point of view for students looking to secure accommodation in college?
It's pretty tough at the moment. Even compared to last year, mostly the issue would be that, you know, the accommodation was really expensive. I mean, it's still expensive now, but now this year there actually just is no accommodation either. People actually just have nowhere to live. So it's completely kind of changed. They're like, you know, like when last year, when our main issue was kind of trying to find affordable accommodation, this year there's just none. And a lot of people have, as you said, like they're going to have to commute and find alternative ways to get to college this year.
So last year it cost a bomb of money. This year it still costs a bomb of money, but actually there's no availability on top of all that. So you're lucky if you get to spend a huge amount of money for your accommodation.
Yeah, there's just nothing. It's mad. I think new college places were offered. New college spaces in degrees, which sounds great, but there's no space for people to live. So there's more students coming into colleges, but there's no accommodation available for them. So, I mean, it sounds great, but there's nowhere for them to go.
Yeah. Where are the worst places, or is there anywhere particularly bad? I'm hearing Galway's tough, Limerick's tough. Issues in Cork, and we have our own issue here in Kerry, where one of the major providers has switched from student accommodation to long-term rental.
Yeah, truly, that was quite bad. When we heard about that now, that wasn't great. Students who were promised accommodation were told there recently that they can't have it anymore, that it's been switched over to long-term rentals. And then in Galway, it was that the student accommodation said they were going to start putting two beds into single rooms, and people were going to have to share.
That's what they're doing in Galway.
That's what they were saying they were going to do anyway. That was their solution, which also was just ridiculous. And then they were telling people to move to commuter towns, like 40 minutes away from the college. And there's like, I mean, what? There's no travel into college then. They're 40 minutes away.
Yeah, there's going to be a commute to college for a lot of people, I'd say, this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the answer to this? What does the USI want the government to do?
Well, what we see now is, like, even I'm in Cork at the moment, and there's loads of new accommodations being built, which looks fantastic, but it's, like, it's really expensive. You know, it's private accommodations. We'd love for, like, actual universities and TUs to build, you know, like student accommodation for the college and make it, like, cheaper, because, I mean...
Yeah, it won't solve the problem for this year, Caoimhe, but I know the NTU and Kerry are planning a big project to try and get accommodation on site and student accommodation up and running.
Yeah, so then there was talks around digs, students moving into digs, but if you want students to move into digs, there has to be legislation around it, because students aren't protected when they move into digs, because you could, like, there's no, like, legislation around it, so you can be put out whenever. I mean, you're moving into somebody's home, and if they want you to leave, I mean, you can be put out. I saw that, we've seen that. Where students move into digs, and then they're told they used to be out now within like a week, or to be out like tomorrow, because you're in someone's home.
Circumstances have changed. Yeah. So you need legislation to cover the whole area of providing digs, to give certainty to student renters that they'll get the academic year out of it.
Yeah, definitely. And then what we're doing is just telling students, you know, like, sign contracts, don't hand any money over till you check until you can see the rooms, you'll get rent receipts. But then there's some students who are literally like they don't care, as long as they can get a room, like they'll take it, like, no matter what. the condition of it is, which is sad as well, because, you know, you can see people paying like crazy money for like little rooms and houses that are just not up to standard.
Sometimes substandard places. What do freshers do? I mean, I've seen instances, I've heard instances of families and parents and people who are hoping to go to college, hoping to get the points. They'll find out on the 1st of September, I think, or the 2nd of September with the results. Then they'll have a scramble into an already tough situation. They're pre-booking. They're hedging their bets in different cities or different places. They may be going according to their course choices.
Yeah, so some students will have accommodation because they do, like, a lot of colleges do, like, pre-booking, as you said, for first years coming in. But then for, like, the students that don't get their college place and get sent somewhere else, I mean, they're going to be scrambling, looking for somewhere to live. They're definitely going to struggle to find somewhere to go, which is what it looks like. I mean, some people might get lucky in that case where, you know, places kind of free up and other people can get in. What it kind of really looks like is that if, let's say, like, for example, someone wanted to go to Tralee and, you know, they had accommodation and then they never got the offer for there and they get sent down to Limerick, I mean, like, they're going to be struggling to find somewhere to live.
Might be good news for someone looking to get into Tralee who's stuck, but the person who's leaving, giving up the place, going somewhere else, they'll be under pressure in relation to that. Okay, well, Amy, look, that legislation call, you'd be looking for that sooner rather than later. Some maybe response from the Minister for Third Level or Higher Education, Simon Harris, because it is going to, you're going to reach a pinch point now as we come to the end of the month and then into next month as the second, third and fourth years return, and then you have the first years going back on the 27th, I think, at the end of it. That's when you're going to have the most intense period of competition, I'd imagine, for places.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a tough all right.
Does the USI have a helpline or support for people who are struggling?
Our contact details are all online. Just look up usi.ie and then as well you can contact your local student union for each college. So whatever college you're looking to go to, you can look them up on the internet as well. All their numbers, all their emails will be there to contact them and let them know.
Okay, Union of Students of Ireland, usi.ie is the website to go to if you're looking for support and help or advice in relation to that. Caoimhe, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for talking to us in the programme.
Thank
on 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We